So have you tried calling a plumber or an electrician lately? Nationwide, there's a shortage of skilled tradespeople. In Rutland, where the population is shrinking and aging and significant manufacturing, the shortage is especially pronounced. As VPR's Nina Keck reports, business leaders, employers, and educators are looking at new ways to address the problem.
Robbie Stubbins runs the electric contracting business his father started in Rutland almost 20 years ago. Today, it's grown to include 30 employees. Stubbins says the company could grow even larger if he could just find more quality workers.
We can't bid the amount of work that we'd like to bid or that's out there because there's just not enough people and qualified and quality people to be able to handle that work.
And it's only going to get worse, says Stubbins, because most of the electricians in the area will be retiring in the next 5 to 10 years.
Everybody's got the same problem. Carpenters, plumbers, even excavation, all that. Anybody that I talk to is always, it's hard to find help. It's hard to find good help. It's hard to find skilled help. It's very pervasive.
Stubbins and others point to the push over the last 20 or 30 years to funnel more high school students into college. While he says a degree can be great, he sees a lot of young people in low-paying jobs struggling to pay off college loans or moving out of state to find work. Somehow, the 30-year-old says the notion of learning a trade fell out of fashion.
I think we're fighting a perception problem, honestly.
That's Michael Keough, the Business and Community Outreach Manager for the Community College of Vermont's Rutland campus.
I think the perception of the trades is that they may be low skill, low pay, that there's a lack of career opportunities, and that's just not the case.
Stubbins agrees, citing the growing demand for solar installation technicians in Rutland. He says a 4-year apprentice program for an electrician is typically paid for by an employer, so students are trained at no cost while earning an hourly wage.
You start at 11 as an apprentice that basically knows nothing and go through the trade, and we step you up, and if you become a good foreman or a very good electrician, you can make upwards of $24, $25 an hour, which for this area is a pretty good wage.
But if the trades are in such short supply, some might argue wages are still not high enough.
We can't pay more unless our costs come down as a business or customers are willing to pay more. I mean, customers don't really want to pay for that. I have to bid in line with what everybody else is bidding, and everybody else is paying the same wage. So unless the market comes up, then there's not too much that can be done about that.
Glenn Olson directs the Stafford Technical Center in Rutland, which offers training and internships in a variety of trades for high school students. While he says they try to get the word out about the opportunities available, he admits it's often parents who need the most convincing that a trade is not a step down for their son or daughter, but a viable career choice, especially if they want to stay in the area. And it's not just the trades. Michael Keough says the Community College of Vermont is also trying to boost the number of skilled workers for local manufacturers. Companies like GE Aviation, which makes high-precision airfoils for jet engines. Keough says the company is ramping up production, yet about a third of its Rutland workforce is at or near retirement.
In the case of GE Aviation, for example, where we need a lot of highly skilled production workers for advanced manufacturing, we offer now a 24-week training and certification program, and that's been really helpful.
Keough says students who complete the night school course are guaranteed an interview and can often land a $20 an hour entry-level job at GE with the opportunity to advance. He says that's a big step up for someone who feels trapped in a $13 an hour food service job. But besides training, Mary Cohen, head of the Rutland Region Chamber of Commerce, says they'll also need to grow the local population if they want to really solve the labor shortage. To do that, local businesses and the city are investing more than $200,000 in a new marketing campaign to rebrand the city, which they hope to launch this fall.
If we're going to invite people from outside of our area to come to Rutland or the Rutland region, everybody that they encounter needs to have the same message, that this is a really cool place to live. This is, you know, we enjoy it here.
Locals are often the region's worst critics, admits Cohen. So besides attracting new residents, she says they want to encourage people who already live in Rutland to stay. And in the process, get people thinking about Rutland as a place to launch a new career. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck.